This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Same story over and over again. Will you guys cue up that Dune clip again? You know, I had an amazing 2.5 hour dinner with Joe Rogan last night, and then I went and saw him do his new comedy. And Joe's comedy is either the very best I've ever seen, or it's okay. When he's working on some new stuff, sometimes he's working through it with these smaller crowds. Then he goes and does Madison Square Garden and stuff, you know, for whatever, 80,000 people. And I got to see what he did last night, 2 hours, at the Vulcan Gas Company downtown. And it was just over the top. I mean, it was so good that it was exhausting. Like, each joke was so funny and so dead on and so not Alex Jones, because it's not Alex Jones. It's the New World Order. Like, we're all seeing the New World Order, and we're seeing how bad it is. And, you know, Joe 20 years ago was kind of a little bit knew about the New World Order, but kind of agreed with some of it. Well, they're more reasonable. It's not as bad as Jones says. Now, Joe is like out Alex Jonesing, man. Of course, the media will probably grab that and play it and say that, but I mean, everybody already knows that. He's not getting it from me. He just sees it all now. And, man, I was sitting back, and I just felt extremely satisfied last night because he was knocking it out of the park. And see, now he can do it his way, the way he wants. And it's so rare to have somebody that is as famous as you can get and they're their own person and they don't like tyranny and they're really good and see this as like training for a black belt. Like, Joe doesn't think he has his black belt in podcasting yet. That's something he said to me last time. A lot of it's off record online, but the point is, that's not all. Like, he's going for his black belt that he's going to give himself when he's a black belt in podcast. And you got to get better. You got to get more hardcore. You got to have more courage. I mean, that's what he's doing. And so it's crazy. And I'm not, I don't get any of the credit of it, but because I was in a bad place and in some dark energy 4 years ago when I went after Joe. And part of it was right that I did it. I was mad at him for not being hardcore, not fighting the New World Order, really dissing me some on air, I guess, to position himself, you know, to be able to stay on air. And I mean, that was my interpretation of it. There's a little more nuance than that. And then Joe later said, you know, you're right. I'm sorry. That was BS. And I've known you would be good friends. And he helped me. I mean, it's like, this is the real world. This isn't a movie. This isn't. And then now I get to see him from, instead of like, use a cheesy analogy, Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader, but then he was never Darth Vader. It's just that he then became the good guy. And because a man is made by the times he's in and the decisions he then makes in those times. And so, I mean, that's Joe on air with me about, 10 months ago or so, right there in studio with us for TV viewers. You see this. And I wouldn't say Joe was in a bad place then, but he was in a weird place. And now, I mean, I hung out with him like, because we were there an hour before he went on, and we were out for like 45 minutes after he got on. I hung out with Joe like 6 hours yesterday, or 5 hours. And I mean, he looks like 10 years younger. And again, he's doing it because he's being really a warrior for liberty. And again, he took off his shirt. We're in the green room to put on another shirt. Looks like he's a 20-year-old gymnast. And I've seen Joe take a shirt off before, you know, 20 years ago he looked like in this much shape. I'm not going off on how the guy looked. I'm just saying you can see him alive from liberty and freedom, and it's just pouring out of him. And he said that. He said, yeah, I just, you know, and just really, really, I mean, It's a good thing he's got a lot of security. The globalists, believe me, do not like what's happening with Joe Rogan. It's a very exciting thing. And I'm going to go in the war room and talk more about it. This is important. I'm not going to say too much. We'll be right back. I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
With me, Paul Joseph Watson, and well, guess what? We've been proven right once again. If you're listening to this show 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you will have heard my prediction that they would try to reintroduce, or at least the drumbeat, the lobbying would start to reintroduce lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine passports for England towards the end of October. I said this on air many times. I wrote it in an article on the 6th of September. Said it before that. Basically what's happened, and this is what I said would happen from the start, all the kids have gone back to school, they're rigorously testing them multiple times weekly. Of course, I don't blame some of them. If I was back in school, I would have done it. Many of the kids are basically testing pieces of fruit to get positive tests so they can get 2 weeks free off school. But they're testing the kids multiple times weekly. The university students a few weeks ago started all their courses. They're getting tested multiple times weekly. And lo and behold, what do we have? Highest COVID cases since July in the United Kingdom, right on cue. And of course, that's why we need a new lockdown. We need new mask mandates. Despite the fact, as Reuters even admits in this article, headline, children fuel English COVID case rise after slow vaccine start. Of course, the solution to all this in this context is them getting the vaccine. Despite this quote from the GVCI member Adam Finn, which is one of the big advisory bodies to the government, he said, quote, "We shouldn't imagine that somehow we missed the boat on some dramatic effect that would have been beneficial to children or everyone else." And these are his words. Well, because the vaccines just don't prevent transmission very efficiently, particularly with the COVID virus. So you've got one of the chief government advisors on this medical committee saying outright, quote, "The vaccines don't prevent transmission very efficiently, but the solution is to vaccinate all the kids anyway, despite the fact there's more risk of them getting complications and even serious illnesses and even death from the vaccines than from the virus itself, which they have an infinitesimal chance of being struck down by in any serious way." We saw the stats from last year. Kids under the age of 16 have more chance of dying from falling over while trying to put on their pants than they do from the coronavirus. But now they want to inject five-year-olds. Next thing you know, they'll be injecting babies in the womb. They already test them when they come out of the womb. And of course, they already test everyone who goes into hospital, which means all the elderly patients going into hospital for treatment, as they do in increasing numbers every single winter, as they die in increasing numbers every single winter. Though that's unfortunate, of course, it means you will get more positive COVID cases, more supposed infections based on the premise that they were infected and died within a 28-day period. Now, they could have been hit by a truck. They could have died of brain cancer. They could have died of pneumonia. But if they had COVID and it was registered, and every single person going into hospital is tested, if it was registered at any time within that month period, no matter what they died of, no matter how many comorbidities, add it to the list as another COVID death. This is how they bump up the numbers. This is how they steamroller the population through weaponized behavioral psychology, as has been proven in the last lockdown, to not only accept, but to openly call for their own enslavement. And it's all based on phony numbers. And again, weaponized propaganda, social engineering. Headline here out of Summit News, wrong. By the way, there's been no fact check on this. Obviously, there never will be. CNBC lies about COVID hospitalizations in effort to amplify calls for new lockdown. They put out an article, CNBC, yesterday, basically blaming people who don't wear masks for the 10-yard walk from the door of the restaurant to the table, because apparently that stops the infection spreading entirely. Those people are to blame for COVID hospitalizations. In this article, this CNBC journalist, Holly Elliott, states, quote, hospitalizations and deaths have been steadily increasing since the summer when COVID restrictions in England were lifted on July 19th. Except that's literally not true. It's a complete falsehood. And in fact, the economist Andrew Lillico provided the graph with the official stats from the government showing the hospitalizations after July 19th, when we supposedly had Freedom Day, to never go back again, even though they're about to go back again, show that hospitalizations in the United Kingdom flatlined or even declined. So that is an outright lie, that hospitalizations in the UK have been steadily increasing since they lifted the restrictions. It's simply not true. The opposite is true, yet they use this BS claim for the foundation of the entire article, not only to blame people who don't wear masks for the pointless 10-yard walk from the restaurant door to the table, for these hospitalizations, but also to amplify calls for new lockdowns, new restrictions. And then, of course, you have the mask zealot freaks out in force today on Twitter, claiming that this new record high in coronavirus cases, based on the fact that all the millions of school kids went back to school and were being tested multiple times a week, the university students going being tested multiple times a week, people going on holidays being able to or being forced to test themselves when they get back. That's why the cases have rose. But no, it means that we need to start forcing people to wear the face nappies once again, because the cases are the highest they've been on a one-day basis since July 17. Now, that logic falls flat on its face when you realize that on July 17, when we had more COVID cases in the United Kingdom, 54,183 of them, on that day, mask mandates were in place. Not only were they in place, they had been in place for the previous 10 months. So again, the media narrative today is UK records highest number of COVID cases since July 17th. When there was a mask mandate in place and had been for the previous 10 months. What's the solution? Bring back mask mandates, because they worked so well for that 10 months, didn't they? Absolutely no logic in it whatsoever. As I tweeted, is the rising cases because millions of kids went back to school and were tested multiple times weekly, or because you didn't wear a mask for that 10-yard walk from the door of the restaurant to the table? Gee, I wonder. We had the mask mandate. We had it in place for 10, 11 months before that. But the solution to the most COVID cases since that day is more mask mandates. And now I see on Twitter, Plague Island is trending once again. These people would have us under lockdown and under face muzzles for the rest of eternity if they get their way. Remember, I talked about the poll last year. They did a poll in Britain, and it asked people how many people have died of coronavirus in Britain. This was August 2020. The average respondent thought that 100 times more people in the United Kingdom had died of COVID than actually the official number said. And then you look at the official number through the Freedom of Information Act request, and even that is one-tenth of what it really is. Because COVID case, the only cause of death on the certificate, is only the case in 1/10 of the total number being put out by the government. So actually, they think 1,000 times more people died of COVID. Why is that? Because they're brainwashed on a daily basis by weaponized behavioral psychology, amplified, pumped up by the media, because the media, the news media, has never had better ratings than under lockdown, because people are forced to stay in and watch screens even more than they do right now or before the pandemic. But it gets worse. I'm going to talk about how the situation is now even more absurd than them forcing you to wear a face mask for the 10-yard walk from the restaurant door to the table. In Ireland, they're literally now saying that you have to wear face masks in nightclubs, but not when you're eating, drinking, or dancing. Yes, COVID now knows when you're dancing, rubbing up against people on a nightclub dance floor, sweaty, breathing all over them. But that's okay, because COVID has developed a kind of artificial intelligence and knows that you're safe and you don't have to wear a mask in that situation. Ludicrous.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Again, as we predicted 2 months ago, the government is being railroaded and they'll willingly go along with it. Once enough NHS people, once enough freaks with masks and their profile pictures on Twitter call for it. To introduce new coronavirus restrictions on the population, having promised that they'd never go back after July 19, supposed Freedom Day. We're getting all these cases because millions of kids went back to school being tested multiple times a week. University students going back to school, people coming back from holidays, testing themselves. They've got the cases they needed for the fear-mongering propaganda drumbeat as we go into Christmas. What kind of idiots... What kind of yellow-bellied Stockholm syndrome-suffering morons would lobby for their own enslavement? They want more mask mandates, they want more lockdowns, they want Christmas to be cancelled again. I didn't see my parents last Christmas because of this crap, and now they're trying to impose it on us again based on this completely false premise that the cases are going through the roof. What will happen when you get school half-term, which starts on Monday, which when they at least, I guess... stop testing the millions of kids in school for a week, will the cases go down, and then what will their excuse be after that? Bearing in mind, as I get into in this article, the CBC lie in which they claim the hospitalizations were, quote, steadily rising when they've done the exact opposite. These same people back in June, July, the same people that we're listening to now, said hospitalizations would be at 2,000 to 7,000 a day. They're nothing like that. But there'd be up to 300,000 cases a day. They're nothing like that. We've got Professor Pants Down, Neil Ferguson, coming out and calling for new lockdown restrictions. The same guy who took the first lockdown so seriously claimed that 500,000 people would die. He took it so seriously that during the entire lockdown, he was travelling back and forth across London to shag his married mistress, Matt Hancock, the former health secretary. Again, shagging his mistress in violation of lockdown rules. We had the story yesterday. While Boris ruined Christmas for everyone else, he broke lockdown rules. They had a political advisor staying at 10 Downing Street. Incomplete violation of the rules, but again, it's so serious. You need to have your Christmas ruined and not see your grandparents for the next God knows how many years, but it gets worse. So they come out today, the government, and said, we're not going to do anything yet, but we have a plan B, which was the plan all along, which is to impose the restrictions once again. Breitbart reports no lockdown for now. Government tells Britons to behave if they want to keep their freedoms. They're basically saying if you misbehave, we're going to take those freedoms away again, like it's the government right to even do that. But again, it gets more absurd. Masks in Irish nightclubs mandated, but not when drinking or dancing. Yes, COVID has artificial intelligence, knows when you're dancing not to infect you. If you dance to the bar in a nightclub, you're completely safe and protected, don't have to wear a mask. But if you walk to the bar in a nightclub, then you're not protected. COVID knows that you're not dancing, and in that situation, you have to wear a mask. When you're dancing on a nightclub dance floor, rubbing up against 200 other sweaty people, breathing all over them, COVID knows that you're just having fun and it chooses not to infect you. But when you leave the dance floor and go and sit in the corner of the nightclub, maybe on your own, maybe talking to a friend, then you're in danger once again. COVID knows that you're not dancing, and that's when you have to put on a face mask once again. That sounds like something out of a comedy skit. That's now the law in Ireland, where, by the way, you have to prove vaccination to get into a pub. And even people who've been double vaccinated haven't been let in because they don't have the right screenshot on their phone or whatever. But now people in Ireland have been told that they'll have to wear masks in nightclubs, but not when they're eating, drinking and dancing in the latest absurd update to the rules. So again, they were supposed to lift all these restrictions this week. Now they've extended them until next March. The London Evening Standard reports people going to nightclubs will have to wear face masks except when eating, drinking and dancing. Apparently COVID only chooses to infect people when they're entering the premises, going to the toilet or chatting with their friends. When it sees scores of sweaty people in super close proximity dancing together, it steers well clear. Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy responded to this by saying, we're told, for example, you can dance at nightclubs, but you can't go to the bar for a drink. It's very confusing. You could probably dance to the bar. Just laughable, this cannot be about health, commented another respondent. Well, that's the point. It's not about public health, because they don't even let you provide a negative test result to enter the nightclub. But you can provide proof of vaccination, proof of mass compliance, because it's about population control and not stopping a virus. And again, I go back to the quote from Adam Finn, JCVI member. This is the top health body that advises the UK government on COVID-19 and lockdowns. Quote, the vaccines just don't prevent transmission very efficiently. That's the government's health advisor saying that. But you can't prove you haven't got a positive COVID infection to get into a nightclub. That's not allowed. That's not good enough. But you have to prove you've had a vaccine, which, according to the government's health advisor, doesn't prevent transmission of the virus, and they'll let you in. If that sounds ridiculous, it's because it is. Meanwhile, rail company chides Twitter user for snitching on passenger for not wearing a mask. I'm checking to see if he's deleted his tweet. Appears to still be there. Imagine my shock. After a Twitter user snitched on a fellow passenger for not wearing a face mask on a train in Scotland, the rail company responded by telling the grass that he shouldn't be taking creepy pictures of strangers. And again, there are millions of people in the United Kingdom who've been wearing like four face masks all summer and walking around scowling at other people for going into a pub without one, who have been waiting for this moment for months and months and months, where their cold stares of disapproval can be weaponized into law, and they can once again get in the faces of people who don't wear face masks. Face masks, which, by the way, Dr. David Axon, I think his name is, another government advisor, said were completely useless because the size of the virus is 1,000 times smaller than the holes in the face mask. No evidence that they work. People in Sweden haven't been wearing them by and large for the past 18 months. They don't have a new wave of COVID. But again, we have to wear the face masks, despite the fact we were wearing them on July 17th, when the mandate was in place and had been for the previous 10 months, at which point we got record high COVID cases after wearing the masks for 10 months because they're so effective. Perhaps believing that he would get to bathe in the virtuous dopamine of likes and approval from fellow mask zealots, Gordon Torrey took to Twitter to share his disgust at a woman who had let her face covering slip below her chin. So he basically tried to snitch on this woman by taking a creepy picture of her on a train. Thankfully, the staffer who was patrolling the ScotRail Twitter account during this response said, hi, Gordon, it's not really nice to take pictures of other passengers. We're not going to comment on this. And instead of slinking away with his tail between his legs, this mask freak went back in for more. What is your responsibility when it comes to keeping your passengers safe? Someone wearing tailing to wear a face covering is not only put blah, 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 blah. With the hashtag, by the way, hashtag keep me safe, hashtag I don't want to die. If you're that paranoid, don't get on a friggin' train in the first place, you coward. So this guy thankfully got ratioed and owned on Twitter. Very refreshing to see, because obviously normally the opposite would be the case. Don't go away, summit.news. We'll be back.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, the United Kingdom, Wales in particular, as we saw last week, with the vote to announce to enshrine in law the vaccine passport in Wales, passed on a complete farce. The vote was actually tied in the Welsh Parliament, but the Conservative MP who tried to vote couldn't because he was trying to do it via a Zoom call, like an idiot. And because he couldn't vote, the Welsh government won the vote by a single vote. If it had been a tie, the vaccine passport in Wales would have been completely dead. So now they've got it in place.
They've got it in place in Scotland, where it completely failed on the first day, and it took them about 3 weeks to fix it, because it's such a wonderful, safe system. Now they've got another situation in Scotland where people are just taking screenshots of someone else's vaccine passport. So the entire system is a farce. It doesn't even work on the foundation that they claimed it would. But you have, thankfully, huge rebellion in numerous European countries against this social credit score, digital ID surveillance passport. Specifically in Italy, where we've seen the workers there block the ports, because, of course, in Italy, they're now saying they've got around it legally by saying you can't fire people for not having a vaccine passport, but if they turn up for work, they don't get paid. Oh, and by the way, they also get fined. The Italian government's put that in to prevent lawsuits, but there's mass revolt against the system, and it continues day by day, specifically in Trieste. Headline here out of RT, protesters claim Italian authorities tampered with live webcam to show empty square instead of huge anti-vaccine passport rally. I did a short video on this the other day, and we're going to roll it right now. Italian authorities in Trieste have been accused of faking live webcam footage of a central square in order to hide an anti-vaccine passport demonstration attended by thousands of people. Trieste has become the center of the resistance against Italy's Green Pass system. Authorities used tear gas and water cannons against protesters staging a sit-in at the town's port before the demonstrators moved to the central square. But if you'd been watching Trieste's official live webcam feed last night, you wouldn't have seen them, because authorities apparently ran a repeat to hide the protests. Watch as a demonstrator illustrates how the live webcam feed isn't really live at all.
Questa della Trieste live webcam, ok, dove mostrano la Piazza Unità vuota in questo momento 20:30. Questa è la situazione reale. Questa è la situazione reale.
Draghi merda!
Ecco quello che vogliono farci credere.
Monta palle!
Italy's properly in the running, man, now, commented one respondent. A reference to the dystopian 80s movie in which authorities fake live footage in a bid to convince the public that the rebel character in the movie, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, was killed in a fight. Italy's Green Pass system forces workers in both the public and private sector to take the jab or not be paid. It's also a requirement to enter bars, restaurants, schools, universities, gyms, stadiums and theatres. Under the law, the unvaccinated in Italy were also banned from using long-distance public transport, meaning that holidays, travel for work and visiting relatives has become impossible for many. But the vaccine's not mandatory, and if you protest against the Green Pass, you'll be airbrushed out of history in real time. There you have it. The latest update on this story from the RT article is Trieste authorities have not commented on whether the feed was tampered with or whether some glitch occurred. Yeah, I'm sure it was just a glitch. The live webcam feed of the square full of protesters showed no protesters, just a glitch. Meanwhile, the rebellion continues in America with In-N-Out Burger becoming a major corporation fighting the vaccine passport tyranny. We refuse to be the vaccination police. In-N-Out Burger rebels against mandate. This is in San Francisco, where there's one branch of In-N-Out Burger. The restaurant was raided by public health officials on September 24, and then again on October 6, with inspectors telling staff multiple times they needed to check the vaccination status of customers, because, yes, we've gone from, please wash your hands, everybody, to now, you can't buy a burger without having a mandatory government medical procedure, and then prove it by having a digital ID card. That's how far we've traveled in the past 18 months. So they reopened the In-N-Out store in San Francisco for only outdoor service on October 14th. They put the signage in all the windows, clarifying the government rules, but they still refused to enforce the tyranny, and good for them. The restaurant insisted it would not, quote, segregate customers into those who may be served and those who may be not, whether based on documentation they carry or any other reason. But of course, apparently now, according to liberals and leftists, discrimination and segregation is good, that's progressive, that's trendy. So In-N-Out Burger is in the doghouse. They've reacted with absolute seethe on Twitter. So it remains to be seen whether they'll eventually capitulate. But as far as corporations
enforcing what rules they like in terms of their relationships with customers. Well, as we've seen with social media censorship, In-N-Out Burger is a private company and it can do what it likes. Meanwhile, CNN, why vaccinated people dying from COVID-19 doesn't mean the vaccines are ineffective. This is an actual headline from CNN. COVID vaccines do not protect you 100%. No vaccine does, just likely virtually no medical treatment is 100% effective. They've now proven in studies that it's gone down in terms of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine efficacy from 88% in March to 3% now, which is why you need to get your 10 booster shots forevermore. A recent study from Humetrics, the Department of Defense Project Salus, examining Medicare data revealed that fully vaccinated Medicare patients make up an estimated 60% of hospitalizations in the week ending August 7th. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we've now got the official government advisor, Adam Finn, from GCVI, saying, quote, vaccines don't prevent transmission. Interesting that, isn't it? Let's roll that one-minute clip now from Pfizer advertisement sponsorships on corporate U.S. news networks. Do you think this might be a conflict of interest? Do you think this affects the impartiality of people on CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, when they're literally sponsored by giant pharmaceutical corporations like Pfizer? Let's roll the clip.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Interesting. Do you think that affects their editorial partiality when it comes to the vaccine? Gee, I wonder. Moving on, Pope demands Silicon Valley, in the name of God, censor hate speech and conspiracy theories because apparently empowering giant corporations to silence free speech is godly. Pope Francis invoked God in an effort to pressure Silicon Valley into censoring more content. He said, quote, in the name of God, yes, he actually said this, I asked the technology giants to stop exploiting human weakness. And for the sake of profits, without caring about spread of hate speech, grooming, fake news, conspiracy theories, and political manipulation. So he's literally calling on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram to silence free speech because he thinks it's a Christian thing to do. No surprise, given that the Pope stands on free speech in the aftermath of the Charlie Hebdo jihadist massacre, when he rhetorically sided with the terrorists who murdered the cartoonists in cold blood. Yeah, that actually happened too. He basically said they deserved it because they were mean to the Muslims. He documented the video, the work of the devil, the Pope, whereas of course his critics said they're doing the work of the devil. It's in fact he who is bowing to Beelzebub. We'll be back. Summit.news.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Go to this video now, and then I'm going to come back and finish a couple of final news stories, but this is going to take up most of the segment. Squid Game is Netflix's most popular show ever. 111 million views in its first week, I believe. $900 million in value. But there's a powerful symbolism behind Squid Game that probably goes over most people's heads, and I explain it here in this video. Here it is. A population that's been atomized, numbered, and infantilized. Ritualistic human sacrifice. The futility of democracy. Rulers parasitically manipulating the underclass with cynical promises of worldly prosperity. Weird old rich elitists wearing occult masks. What could they possibly be trying to tell us? Squid Game has become Netflix's most watched show after hitting 111 million views less than a month after its release. This represents a cultural moment. So what makes the symbolism behind the show so powerful? I'm not going to waste time explaining everything that happens, but the basic premise is this. A shadowy organization invites hundreds of cash-strapped, desperate players to take part in a Hunger Games-type tournament to win a 45 billion won prize. They play a series of children's games with the brutal twist that the losers are violently eliminated, usually by being shot in the head by guards who look like buttons on a PlayStation controller. We're given a pretty big clue as to who runs Squid Game in the very first few seconds of the first episode. As the VigilantCitizen.com website notes, the outline of this game is also the main logo of the series. The reason? It perfectly illustrates the core philosophy of Squid Game and, by extension, the elite. The rectangle represents the masses. The circle at the bottom of it represents those who are poor and heavily in debt. The triangle above the rectangle represents the elite ruling over the masses. The upper circle represents the all-powerful occult elite that controls the world. Throughout the series, we're presented with some subtle and not-so-subtle clues, which combine to communicate to us that the dystopian high-tech hellscape of Squid Game and its malevolent abusive controllers might not just be confined to a fictional Netflix show. First, the very notion of elites engaging in ritualistic human sacrifice itself, which is a practice older than religion, a fetish that was fictionalized in 1920's The Most Dangerous Game, a short story about a Russian aristocrat who hunts humans for sport. But that's just fiction, isn't it? The games take place on a remote island that resembles a CIA torture outpost. The players are stripped of possessions, atomized, numbered, before being disorientated and infantilized. Is this really how the elite perceives us useless eaters? Surely not. The players are also given the illusion of freedom by being handed a democratic vote, enabling them to leave the game. We later find out that the entire process was rigged, and that the deciding vote was cast by number one, the individual who controls the game. Many such cases, the frontman for the games, that's literally his name, is later revealed to have been a police chief in his previous career, illustrating how the elite recruit frontmen from the lower rungs of the establishment to help them evade the law. Thank God that never happens in reality. The ritualistic blood sacrifice orgies are all performed while players are surrounded by childlike playground aesthetics and images, illustrating the elite's revulsion for and lust to desecrate innocence and purity. In between the games, the elites practice divide and conquer by creating artificial food scarcity before pitting the players directly against each other. Dead bodies are placed in creepy coffins wrapped in bows, symbolizing a gift to the gods, a human sacrifice. The body are then harvested for organs, the sale of which presumably pays for the prize fund. This is all foreshadowed in the first episode by the main character giving an identical gift box to his daughter, which contains a gun, symbolizing how a key expression of the elite's sickness is exposing the youth to their agenda. Having previously been fed on scraps, the three remaining players are treated to a fine dining experience by the controllers. They're seated around a triangular table with a light in the middle. The table is placed on a checkerboard floor with two pillars to either side. A pillar checkerboard all-seeing eye combination that I remember viewing somewhere before. In Freemasonry, it's the platform on which the rituals take place. The ritual in question here being one of the players slashing the other one to death. And as if there was ever any doubt as to the dark forces that lie behind all this, here's a clip of the VIPs arriving to watch the games.
You won't disappoint me.
Hey, didn't I see you at the 1972 Rothschild Ball? No, it was at Baron Mayor de Rothschild's Mentmore Mansion. Watch the ritual from a plush room decorated with decadent symbols where humans are used as furniture. Turns out that some of them are into weird sex stuff too. Thank God this kind of stuff doesn't happen for real. At the very end of the series, the old man responsible for creating Squid Games reveals the true motivation behind its purpose. If you have too much money, it doesn't matter what you buy, eat, or drink. It all gets boring. All of my clients eventually started saying the same things when we talked. Everybody felt there was no joy in their lives anymore. And so we decided to get together and started asking what could we all do to finally have some fun. In other words, when you have all the money and power in the world, what more can you do to get your kicks? By engaging in increasingly depraved sexual and sadistic behavior to defile the innocent. And that's kind of the goal of the series, writes Vigilant Citizen. The viewers end up watching this sick form of entertainment the same way the VIPs enjoy watching people get killed. Then They feel dead inside. We get to pass moral judgment on the depravity of the elite while simultaneously relishing the same debauched exposition of bloodlust. And instead of the players making millions, Netflix cashes in. As is usually the case with these type of things, Squid Game works on two levels. One for the normies and one for the initiates. The normie narrative is that which has been amplified by the media that Squid Game is merely another critique of late stage neoliberal capitalism. And because capitalism and so bad, I'm sure that Netflix will be donating the $900 million they've made from the show to charity. And then you have the red pill narrative, which is that the world is controlled by a sick, masked elite, which both gets its kicks out of and enshrines its power by orchestrating occult ritualistic blood sacrifices, which couldn't possibly be true in real life. Could it? The two-tier story is similar to Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut, where the normie narrative was the marital turmoil of Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise's characters, but the actual revelatory narrative was the couple being inducted into the masked elite sex magic ritual cult. Which, of course, it would be silly to suggest actually takes place outside of Hollywood movies. It would also be fantastical to suggest that Squid Game, just like Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut, is another example of revelation of the method. Only a tinfoil hat-wearing lunatic would dare suggest that by hiding the truth in plain sight, the elite get to simultaneously laugh in our faces, initiate the masses into their own sick, aberrant pleasures, while karmically absolving themselves of sin by openly professing their proclivities via the medium of popular fictionalized television shows. To even entertain for a moment that that might be true would be utterly insane. Symbolism behind Squid Game. I just seen a tweet about Squid Game, by the way, by a left-wing media outlet called The Recon. And they point out how successful it was, costing Netflix a mere $21 million, whereas it grossed $900 million. And, of course, is Netflix's most popular show ever. And they tweeted, quote, "Squid Game proved that shows don't have to feature an all-white cast to be successful. The cast is entirely Korean apart from one Indian dude." So in reality, Squid Game proved that shows don't have to have a diverse cast to be successful. The literal opposite of that tweet. Also, what popular television show in 2021 has a, quote, all-white cast? What planet do these people live on? Squid Game's literally the ethno-state of television shows. It's entirely Koreans. If they did a show in the United States which was all white people apart from one, it'd get absolutely panned. And yeah, that's what Squid Game is. But they've somehow twisted that. Because there are no white people in it, that means it's good. Absolutely harebrained idiocy. Meanwhile, we had the murder of an MP, David Amos, back on Friday in the United Kingdom by a migrant. Diversity is a strength, after all. Somali immigrant stabbed him 13 times and killed him. Meanwhile, in Denmark, Denmark reveals cost of non-Western immigration is $5 billion per year. The net cost of non-Western immigration to Denmark after tax contributions has been deducted has been revealed to be nearly $5 billion a year. So apparently diversity isn't a strength, it's actually a huge drain on public resources. And of course they had the academic study in Denmark at the University of Copenhagen a couple of years ago now, where they did a massive investigation of community cohesion, crime and all these other factors, and came to the conclusion that diversity is not a strength, it actually harms social cohesion across the board. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news. Keep it locked in.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.